The nicest two people on the radio. Dennis.
Nasty.
Tawny.
Vicious.
And Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Can't say conditions are great in the world. The world is not at peace. The world is, at least a major part of it, is at war. I'm Stephen Mayo. Sitting opposite me, Lou Feliciano. Hey, Lou.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Great, great overall. Generally got no complaints. Glad I'm not in Europe right now, or yeah. I should say Eastern Europe. This is the Lou and Steve show. We're on Mondays, 5:30 p.m. Good to be here. Glad that Lou and I can weigh in on the issues of the day. We try to be local because WVOX, 1460 a.m., the great public service entertainment feature-filled radio station that it is. Commercial, unsupported by the government, operates, survives on its own. Glad to be a part of it, but we found ourselves and we drive ourselves based on local information, local coverage, schools, public works, local government, very important, but we can't ignore what's going on in Eastern Europe. Last week, Lou and I weighed in our own way, here at WVOX 1460 AM. And I had the opportunity the next day, I'm often a guest of Assemblyman Ron Tocci. He was unavailable last week, so I filled in for him on his alternating Tuesdays All Around the Town show. And you got an idea of my thinking. I've been doing a lot of reading lately. It's usually history and current affairs. I've been reading around the subject called Young Stalin. It's a biography, Lou, of Joseph Stalin as a kid. What a life, what a filled life with intrigue and a lot of violence. And all I can tell you, it's what I related last week, Lou, with your audience, and I'll repeat today, this is a very tough part of the world. Young Joe Stalin, whose name was many things, but it was not Joseph Stalin. He had many names and many aliases. He grew up in the nation of Georgia, which was part of the Tsar's kingdom then, and it's independent again. These are very rough and tough people. Russia's only part of the picture there, and I can only just relate to you that I'm learning a lot. Eastern Europe, a very tough place. A lot of my family was from Poland and borderlands Ukraine and Russia, and all I can tell you is we have an interest there. We should stay tuned. We should play a role, play a part, but I have to say, Lou, this is my conclusion, and I know you have a different take. This is a European matter, and I think we have to look to the Europeans, specifically NATO, to take the lead on this. We've been supporting NATO for many years, as President Trump told us many times. Finally, Germany, we hear, is now increasing their NATO expenditures. This is a job for the Western and Central Europeans and the newer nations of Europe. They've got to take the lead. We should support our friends, our democracies, and I think we should proceed and look for an end to the fighting. Got to do it. And I'm sure we'll cover that tonight. Before I forget, Lou, and before you get your opening take, WVOX will be celebrating St. Patrick's Day again this year after a couple of years off, unfortunately, because of COVID, noon to 5 p.m., Thursday, March 17, at the Mirage Restaurant and Cafe at the location of the old Mirage Diner right here in New Rochelle, 690 North Avenue. I look forward to many members of the Steve and Lou audience and the listeners and patrons and supporters of WVOX 1460 AM to be there as we celebrate St. Patrick's Day and maybe, Lou, maybe a grand reopening of New Rochelle after a couple of years of horrendous COVID shutdowns.
And we're going to honor Dennis Nardone and Tony Guido, the host of Good Morning Westchester.
For sure.
And they deserve it. They do an excellent job in the morning crew. What I want to say about this war to me now is that where's the United Nations, everybody? I call it the biggest coffee klatch in the world is the United Nations. They need to get off their tushes and take care of this problems. There are war crimes going on now. When you attack children, when you attack women, children, churches, synagogues, mosques, when you attack these things, that's a war crime or whatever. This is the same garbage that Hitler pulled in the Second World War. The United Nations, if they were for true of humanity, they would stick together and they would ask for forces to ex. I would ask Putin if I was in charge there. Listen, we want to bring in troops. We have the blue hats, the blue helmets. Everybody knows the blue military. We would kind of come in here and get the women and children out safe into a NATO country. That's what they should be doing. That's what they need to do. This way, it's not United States are trying to conglomerate, not the European Union trying to conglomerate. This is the United Nations, the people of the world.
I agree with you. That's how it was founded after World War II, or even before the end of World War II. It was meant to prevent world wars like one and two, and it had great promise and great purpose at the time. But let me ask you, Lou, since President Trump, who did talk about the burden of NATO being shared more fairly by the Western Europeans, our allies, Germany, France, and the rest, when have you heard NATO even mentioned by President Biden and his administration?
Never.
Not a word.
But you know what, Steve? We have to learn from this because there's a treaty going on, which you know and both of us know about, the Abraham Treaty. Right. The Abraham Treaty. If you give Iran nuclear weapons, you know, we took the word is that when Putin had that pipeline, that's what's funding his war, everybody. He got the money, the sales that he made from that pipeline, he used for his military. What do you think Iran is going to do if they get this nuclear power? They're going to give them more power. Nobody else should have nuclear weapons, hands
and
down.
Let's face it, the Iranians have two of the best supporters in the world, China and Russia, to one degree or another. We should be announcing forthwith, factually and plainly, this Iran deal will not be resurrected. President Trump had the right idea. Iran is a petty irritant, but they are very dangerous, and this war only risks giving them greater power because Putin and the rest in the Kremlin are relying on them for their small base of support throughout the world, including North Korea, of course, and some other petty nations, including Cuba and Venezuela, I suppose, and, of course, China. Lou, the great unknown, unfortunately, is the role of China in the world. That's why I think the people who are smoking something or have taken departure from reality are talking now about climate change and how these fuel sales from Russia to the United States also is threatening our climate. Well, the climate is a concern of all of us. I think we've agreed on this show, Lou. But the real problem today is peace and bullying, and the Democrats have no answer for this. Do we have to elect Donald Trump to answer this? Because I will tell you, the latest blatherings from John Kerry and from other members of the administration, including our weak vice president, do not give us any hope of countering this international aggression. And it's nothing but aggression. We know that. But I think we laid the groundwork, Lou, when we ended gas and oil exploration and drilling, courtesy of the Biden administration, and they had it easy. The press didn't report it, Lou. A lot of the people, I can tell you, Lou, in the north end of New Rochelle, Lou, they're complaining about prices now. It's finally hit the neighborhood patches and neighborhood bulletin boards. The swells of Westchester are finally waking up to the true stakes in energy independence,
Steve,
and such.
Let's say the truth here. There's more oil in Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, Alaska. We kids should be drilling for our own oil. We got other countries, Venezuela and South American countries, drilling for oil 100 miles off our coastlines, but we can't do that.
The answer, Lou, is close at hand. It's in our
crazy.
Own resources.
It's crazy.
And let the Democrats waste their time and try to distract everybody from the rancid Biden economy. We need to drill. We need to frack responsibly. And we need to also talk to Bruce and other callers. They're holding on patiently, loyally. Thank you, folks. Please stay tuned to the Steve and Lou Show here at WVOX. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
local news, traffic, weather, guests, fun conversation, and you. It's Good Morning Westchester with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Hello again, this is Steve Mayo, opposite me, Lou Feliciano. We're on Mondays at 5:30 p.m. Glad if you're tuning in. The phone in number, 914-636-0110. Lou and I were bantering over the break. We got so much to say and not quite enough time, but let's go to our very patient caller, Bruce.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Just fine, just
Hello,
fine.
Bruce.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. There are two names I wanted to mention on the show, and you hit the first one already, and that is Stalin. And people said, how is this going to end? How is this going to end? And there was an article with about a half a dozen choices. You know, they lose, they retreat, they bomb everything. One of the choices not given was the Stalin solution. And it wasn't until decades later that we found out that the generals poisoned Joseph Stalin.
Yep.
And they poisoned him because they did not want him to start the nuclear war, which he was pushing his generals to do.
Yes. Well, that's because you read history, Bruce. But if you listen or watch or read the media, you would assume that this is a vacuum. There are no precedents. We've never dealt with bullies before. This is what we're facing. And remember, most of our population does not read newspapers anymore. They get their news from streaming features and the idiotic nightly news shows. And I don't exempt anybody from it. I think MSNBC is certainly the worst, but CNN, close second, and Fox, to me, goes to excess, too. They're not giving us any detail, any context. This has happened before, and we can fight it, and we can head it off. But
well, I noticed the exact same thing. The second name I want to mention is Joseph Surrender Biden. Other countries, they offered material. They offered arms. They offered this. They offered
sure.
that. And Biden, right out of the gate, said, hey, man, we'll get you a free trip out of here,
right.
And you can surrender.
Of course.
And Zelensky just went nuts. He was real polite, but he said, no, we're not going anywhere, and just send ammunition, which
yes,
you haven't
of course.
Sent yet, by the way.
Which was an honest plea.
I don't need a ride. I need bullets.
Right.
That's what he
right.
said.
Yep. Well, Bruce, let's face it. I know you some and not enough, but I will tell you, if you read the history, read of the Cuban Missile Crisis, post-war history, pre-war history, this has happened before. We get nothing, Bruce, Lou, from weakness. Our national weakness attracts and encourages aggression. It's been shown throughout history.
And it's a tragedy that we have not only weakness in the White House, but he's elderly. He lost his marbles.
Yes.
And unfortunately, they're rolling around on the floor and we're falling on them.
And the media, which if it were doing its job, would be pointing out his weaknesses and his strengths. He said an occasional good thing, hasn't done anything, but we hear nothing from the media. All you hear is the nasty opposition, white supremacy, and climate change. All issues, I guess, appropriate at a certain time, but I'm not finding any context for it today. And let's face it, the national GOP, Bruce, I don't know about you, I haven't heard anything really compelling from any national leader. President Trump will talk, but he needs very little provocation. I would like to hear from the mainstream, not just the media-savvy former president, but I want to know, what are the heirs apparent we hear about? Governors of various states. We have some great senators, Cotton in Arkansas. I'd like to hear them speak. I'd like to hear them unfiltered. And I'd also like somebody, Bruce, speaking for the National Republican Party. If there is a consensus in the Washington Republicans and the 50 capitals, I'd like to hear about it. We hear nothing from these guys. That's not leadership.
No, and I'm afraid that they're in on the game. You know, that they like their little place in the world. They don't want to upset it. And, you know, that brings me to the Great Reset. But that's another phone call on another day.
Great Reset. I'd like to hear from some leading Democrats, too, Bruce, which you've opened the door to. We won't hear much from Obama right now because I think there's very little precedent to cite in his administration where Joe was number two there.
Bruce, yeah. I want to ask you a question. What do you think about the war crimes against Putin right now?
Well, he's racking them up.
Big time, you know.
Sure is.
So, of course.
But I think Lou has a lot to say about United Nations and NATO in this, and maybe we should give him a chance to. But Bruce, thanks for highlighting the issues.
Have a good one.
Keep calling. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for the phone call, Bruce. We've
got several callers lined up. I just want to make a point here that the national leadership is absent from both parties. Biden had a chance to lead. He didn't. He hasn't. Just imagine, dear audience, if President Trump had blundered, silenced, misstated, misidentified issues going into this war, there would be a third or fourth impeachment rolling out, Lou. You know it. There would be impeachment guns a-blazing. Nothing heard against Biden. He's a disgrace. I have lifelong Democrats telling me he's the worst president they recall, and they have no love for President Trump. But more, enough about that. Lou, you were telling me about your ideas for NATO or UN. You want to go to the callers?
Let's go to the caller. We're after the top of the hour.
Very good. Hello. I'm sorry. I lost track. Who's on the
Billy.
Phone? Billy. Hello, Billy? Billy. Hello.
Yeah,
is there
Billy's
a call?
On. How are
yeah,
you
please,
guys?
Call, yeah, please. Please speak up. Doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Listen, quick question on this whole process. I really think that 3 weeks, they're going to go through, Russia's going to go completely through Ukraine, and they're going to take over Ukraine. And I think the idea for Ukraine's takeover is nothing more than putting more dirt and more distance between them and everybody else.
Yes.
From the simple fact that I think a war's coming, and they want it to be, but if they take Ukraine in 3 weeks, the next stop is Poland, the NATO country, and that gets everybody in a different set of mind.
Oh, for sure. Obviously, Russia has concerns of its own. It has national, international ambitions. There's no question about it. But let me ask you, Billy, who on earth with more than a sixth grade education doesn't know that? They've been struggling. Their economy is in the ground. It's looking for a place. It's looking for relevance in the world. And it looks like to me, unless we provide something very strong and alternative, they will continue and grow in reliance on China. And just imagine if they start coordinating military policy, talk about a problematic world. That, to me, is the ultimate nightmare. I can't think of anything worse.
I can't think of anything worse either. And I have to say, I must say that I think this is very, very, very crucial. And I've got to say, the president's the president. I didn't vote for him. But the president's the president, and I don't think he's stepping up to the job right now.
Well, he should have.
Tomorrow there's going to be a State of the Union, and I'm hoping it's just not going to be about the fact that people don't have to wear masks anymore to go to school. I hope it's something a little more substantial than that.
Billy, before you go, I just want to say one thing here. One thing, Steve, is that he should have did SWIFT a lot earlier than what he did it. He did it the other day. That's the money that goes all of European money, all of European banks. He should have did that a lot earlier instead of waiting for the other day and people being dying the way they are in Ukraine. He should have.
I agree with that too.
If I was the president of the United States, SWIFT should have been right from the beginning. That's my opinion.
Yeah, you know more about that.
Well,
idea,
that's trading all the multi-million dollars. They're looking about nickels and dimes.
Of course, exactly. Remember that. President Biden was talking about, as late as last week, was talking about sanctions. It's too late for sanctions. Sanctions are what you do beforehand. We should have been on this subject, like you said, 3 weeks, 5 weeks ago, because they were committing offenses, and their cyber warfare is well documented. Just ask President Trump after he's been accused of complicity with them, with absolutely no basis in fact. Billy,
they don't even have to let a bomb go. They can get into cyber technology, cyber war.
Of course.
Exactly what's happening.
And we're knowing it, and the whole story's not being reported. Let's face it, Billy, I don't know who to rely on for news because there's so much unreliable out there. So I don't know where you're getting it, but thanks for the information. Very important call. This is the Lou and Steve Show here at WVOX 1460 AM. Call in number 914-636-0110. Without further delay, let's go to our next caller. Hello. Is there Vince there? Hello, Vince?
Yes, hi,
Vince.
Guys. How
Vince,
you doing?
Hi, Vince.
Well, upsetting if your feelers are open and if your senses are alive. But, Vince, what's your take on this last tumultuous week? Let's stay international for now. What are you thinking?
Well, it's a rather complicated situation. I see you're going to be going to a break in a minute. But the long and short of it is, we have misjudged the Russian mind for many years. As crazy as Putin may seem to some, he has acted within the logic of the old Soviet and Tsarist Russia, a buffer between the lunatics of Europe and Mother Russia. That has always been the goal since the invasion of Napoleon, the invasion of Hitler. The Tsars and everybody else had to wait until the armies of Europe crossed all the other small countries from Germany and France and finally reached the border of Russia. Then they could defend themselves, which is why Stalin took over Eastern Europe.
Very good point made. Vince, I'd like to respond to your point, and it's a very valid historical point. Please stay over the break, and we'll get to you and also at least one or two other callers here on the Steve and Lou Show on WVOX 1460 AM, Mondays at 5:30 p.m. We look forward to speaking to you and talking to you.